弟兄们平安，感谢主，我们一同来敬拜我们的神。那我们我和我们的这教会的长子同工呢，这个我们经过几个月的祷告呢，我们相信这是神的带领。今天我站在这里是神的带领。我从昨天开始呢，是正式来牧会了。
After the prayer from the with the church and the in a few months, today I can stand in here is the God's leading and the blessing.
那么今年一月份的时候呢，和教会当中的大部分的弟兄姐妹都见过面，和一些弟兄姐妹也有过一些短暂的一些交通。
In the past January, I have come to the church and have a meeting up with some church members, and we have some communication with them too.
那感谢主，这个也知道教会当中有很多爱主的弟兄姐妹。
Thank the Lord that I see there's many people here, many believers here, the loving the Lord.
也略微知道教会当中也所面临的一些困境。
And I know the kind of know the church's obstacle right now.
但是呢，我想我们若是每一个人都谦卑在主的面前，都愿意在真道上合一，不随从世俗的影响，我们彼此定格在领人归主这件事情上，我相信我们的教会是大大蒙福的一个教会。
I believe that if we can all humbly come to the Lord and we can unity in the truth and we can spread the gospel and I think the church will be abundantly blessed by God.
那我也请弟兄姐妹呢常常为我和长子同工来祷告。
I also will ask church members to pray for me and the deacon board and the lay person.
能够一同照着主的心意来带领教会。兴旺福音来兴旺教会
，so we can all together and leading by the God's will.
教会必须往前走
，we have to go forward.
那么接下来的几个主日呢？这个我会和弟兄姐妹分享的是约翰福音当中的耶稣所宣告的七个我是。
In the following Sunday, I will share the sermon with the from the book of John that Jesus said, "I am with the seven I am." Today is the I am.
那么主耶稣在约翰福音当中所宣告的七个我是呢，一方面是宣告他就是神。
So in the seven I am, he's declared that he's the God.
他是拥有神性的一切的属性。
He has all the attributes of God.
在出埃及记第三章呢，当摩西站在这个燃烧的一个荆棘地的时候呢，摩西看到了这个异象。
So on Exodus chapter 3, when Moses saw the burning bushes and he has a vision.
那时呢，耶和华神呢向摩西显现。
The God Jehovah is appearing in front of Moses.
摩西呢，这个问耶和华神的名字。
Moses asked, "Who are you? What's your name?"
那摩西这个耶和华神说呢，他说我是自由拥有的。
God Jehovah said, "I am who I am."
那么这个我是呢，在希伯来语的这个表达当中呢，就是是一个我是神的一个特别的表达。
I am in Hebrew is a very special expression about God.
只有神才用这个语境来说我是谁。
Only God can use this word, I am.
当耶稣在这里这个新约圣经当中说我是谁的时候呢，那么这些犹太人呢，他是听得懂这耶稣在宣告的是什么。
So when God said I am, Jewish people know what it means that represented by God.
那么另一方面呢？主耶稣说宣告呢我是谁呢是特有的一个基督的一个属性。
So the other word, when Jesus said I am, that's another attribute of God.
那么比如说我们今天这正道的信息是我是生命的粮。
Today we're going to, the sermon title is I am the bread of life.
那么我们接下来的这个要分享的经文呢是记载在约翰福音的第六章25-35节还有47-51节的经文。
So today's verse is a book of John in the Chapter 6, verse 25 to 35, verse 47 to 51.
那我先来读25-35节的这个中文，然后请姐妹来读英文。
So we're going to do the Chinese first, then English.
约翰福音六章二十五节，既在海那边找着了，就对他说：“拉比，是几时到这里来的？”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我，并不是因见了神迹。”乃是因吃饼得饱，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力， 就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。众人问他说，我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？耶稣回答说，信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。他们又说，你行什么神迹，叫我们看见就信你？你到底做什么事呢？我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，如经上写着说，他从天上赐下粮来给他们吃。耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上的真粮赐给你们的。因为神的粮就是从那那就是那从天上降下来赐给赐生命给世界的。他们说，主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Okay, John verse, chapter 6 verse 25. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, Rabbi, where did you get here?Jesus answered, I'll tell you the truth. You are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and have you filled. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the sons of man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Then they asked him, What must we do do the works of God requires? Jesus answered,The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. So they asked him, What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, I'll tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the bread.True bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they ask, from now on give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
好，我再来读47-51节的经文。我实实在在地告诉你们，信的人有永生。我就是生命的粮，你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，还是死了。这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了不死。我是从天上降下来的生命的粮，人若吃了这粮，就必永远活着。我所要吃的粮，就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
Verse 47. I'll tell you the truth. He who believes has everlasting life.I am the bread of life. Your forefather ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that comes down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。你用你的大爱爱了，先爱了我们，因为我们原本是与你为敌的，我们原本随着肉体的和心中的喜好去行的罪人。然而因着耶稣基督为我们摆上生命的代价，使我们因信成为神的儿女。我们今天能够成为这样的神的儿女的地位，我们向你献上感恩和赞美。我们求主祝福以下的时间，我们要用你的话来敬拜你，求主的圣灵充满我们，恩膏你自己的讲台啊！若是我们生命当中需要有更新的，需要悔改的，求主用你的话做奇妙的工作，让我们所做的与所蒙的恩相称，让你的教会是成为一个有生命有见证的教会，在黑暗中兴起发光，吸引更多的灵魂来归向主。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名求，
阿们。
好，感谢主啊！这个我们今天呢是借着这段经文呢要分享的一个题目呢，就是我是生命的粮。
Yeah, today the sermon title is "I am the bread of life."
那么这段经文前面呢，这个使徒呢，这个约翰呢， 他是记载了这个耶稣的行了五饼二鱼的这样一个神迹，使五千那个男人吃饱了。
So this have documented the miraculous sign that Jesus performed five loaf of bread and two fish that has feed 5,000 men.
那一般的学者呢是认为这个耶稣所行的神迹呢，再加上这些妇女儿童呢，大概是有一到两万的人呢是吃饱了。
So Bible scholars think with the 5,000 men plus the women, the children present, so they should have over 10,000-20,000 people was fed.
但是呢，当耶稣行了五饼二鱼神迹以后呢，这个耶稣呢，他却退到山上去了。圣经告诉我们。
After the miracle performed, he withdrew to the mountain.
因为圣经告诉我们，很多人呢要强逼耶稣要做王。
Because a lot of people want to force him to be their king.
要耶稣带领他们推翻罗马人的统治。
Want Jesus to lead them to overthrow the Roman Empire.
我们知道这个耶稣他本来就是万王之王，是万主之主的。
We know Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
那么他来到这个地上，道成肉身的目的呢，是为了拯救灵魂失丧的人的。
So his incarnation is to come to the world to save the lost soul.
这个路加福音当中讲得非常清楚，人子来是为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
So Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man come to seek and save what was lost."
那么这些人的焦点呢，他是在地上吃饼得饱，和那个以色列的民族呢，在这个地上复兴。
So those people they are focused on to be filled on their stomach and their revival on the Israel account.
那是一个典型的要生活不关心生命的人。
So they are just want to live and not concerned about the life.
是专注于地上的吃喝和地上的国的复兴的。
So they focus on the earthly kingdom and earthly eating.
这或许呢也是在提醒我们。
So this is kind of reminded to us.
如果我们来到主的面前，完全是为了地上的祝福啊，为了自己地上的一个荣耀的话，而不是生命的话，我们怎么样？我们可能找不到耶稣。
So this reminded to us, if we come to the earth, if we come to the Lord, want to be the blessing from the earthly blessing that maybe we cannot find Jesus.
这不是说信耶稣的人没有地上的祝福。
This is not saying when you believe you don't get a blessing.
那相反，很多基督徒他确实有这个神所赐的这个不少的地上的祝福的。
On the contrary, there's many people that got a blessing from God abundantly.
但这绝不是我们信耶稣的主要的原因。
But this is not the main reason we become a believer.
因为圣经非常清楚的告诉我们，耶稣行了神迹以后，他就退到这个山上去了。
Because Bible tells us after Jesus performed the miracle, he withdrew to the mountain.
他不是要人归向他，仅仅是为了地上的供应，而是为我们这个属灵生命的一个粮。
So he doesn't want to just feed your stomach on the earthly stuff. He want to give you life.
那么这个是约翰福音第六章这个宣告我是生命的粮的一个背景。
So this is the background on the bread, and Jesus said, "I'm the bread of life."
那么今天呢，我们要根据这个经文的这个前后的次序呢，来分享我是生命这个题目，包括三方面的信息。
So we want to go over the verses by verse and to see the sermon on the context of the today's sermon.
那么第一个信息呢，是人需要生命的粮。
First one is people need a bread of life.
那么第二个呢，神赐人生命的粮。
The second one is God gave the bread of life.
第三个呢是耶稣是生命的粮。
The third is Jesus is the bread of life.
我们看到这段经文，它引出耶稣宣告我是生命的粮，它是非常有逻辑顺序的。
So we can see from the verses it has a very logical order on the sermon.
它先是突出人绝对需要生命的粮。
So first it says people need the bread of life.
那么然后在神因着爱人的缘故呢，要赐给人生命的粮。
And God because his love to the human being, so he will give the bread of life.
那最后呢，是耶稣自己宣告，我就是生命的粮。
And the last Jesus declared, I am the bread of life.
我就是你们要的生命的粮。
I am the bread of life that you are looking for.
那么我们来先分享第一点。
So
we see the first one. 人需要生命的粮。
People need the bread of life.
那我们看到当耶稣行了五饼二鱼的神迹以后呢，这个耶稣反而离开了人群。
So we see that after he performed the five loaves of bread and the two fish, he withdrew to the mountain.
在马太福音当中呢，那个他写的更清楚，就是说他这个耶稣呢是亲自遣散人群的。
So in the Matthew, book of Matthew has described that Jesus sent the crowd away.
然而在约翰福音当中的这个前面的经文呢，22到24节的经文当中呢，我们看见那些 这个吃过五饼二鱼的这些人们呢，他们在拼命的在寻找耶稣。
And the verse 22 to 24, we see those people has been fed, and they are looking after Jesus.
他们在拼命追求耶稣。
They are looking for him hardly.
那么，并且呢，这个他们几经周折的来到这个加百农了。
Then they after that words they came to Capernaum.
那么，终于在那里呢，他们找到了耶稣。
Over there, they found Jesus.
那并且在二十五节呢，这里面他问了，他说：“拉比啊，是几时到这里来的？”
So in the verse 25, they're asking Rabbi, when did you get here?
那听上去我们又还可以听，能够知道他们是主动要和耶稣呢是套近乎的。
So we can see from that they are, you know, want to be friendly with Jesus.
而且我们可以想象一下，他们 问耶稣的时候呢， 是带着讨好的那种微笑。
So when they approach Jesus, they are, you know, with a very friendly manner.
而且生怕一会儿耶稣又不见了。
And they are afraid that Jesus is going to disappear again.
但是呢，我们看到耶稣并没有直接回答他们的问题。
But 26, Jesus did not answer their question directly.
耶稣在二十六节直截了当地跟他们说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。”
So Jesus tell them, "I tell you the truth. You are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaf and had your fill."
那我们都知道，实实在在就是阿门的意思。
So when you say "tell,"
发自内心的意思。
I tell you the truth. That means it's positive. Amen.
那这就是我非常认真的告诉你们，你们找我来的目的呢，就是为了吃饼得饱。
So Jesus said, "You ask, you looking for me, you want to be filled."
那耶稣的话并没有在这里停了下来。
And he did not stop here.
那还有二十七节，他继续说：“不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们，因为人子是父神所印证的。”
And verse 27, "Do not work for the food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval."
我们要问耶稣在这里说的是什么意思。
So what does that mean?
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，劳力就是做工的意思啊。这难道耶稣的意思就是不要人做工就有饭吃吗？
So do not work for the food. The work is labored. So you said Jesus means that do not labor, then you can eat.
耶稣不是这个意思。
That's not what he means.
耶稣是 要人不要把这个生命的追求放在吃喝上面， so, 而是放在能够存到永生的食物上面。
So Jesus is wanting us do not asking for the spoiling food, but the food that will give us eternal life.
我们来到二十七节的时候呢，我们这个要稍微注意一下和合本这个翻译呢，当中出现了两个劳力。
In the Chinese translation, there's two words appear under verse 27.
那第二个劳力呢，是中文和合本上加上去的。原文当中，它没有第二个劳力的。
The second work that in the original scripture there's no such thing is was adding on to the Chinese version.
那么这里一定要说明一下，因为加了第二个劳力和不加第二个劳力呢的意思呢有很大的区别的。
Yeah, we have to clarify because with the second work there's a big difference with the verse.
因为加了第二个劳力的话，就可能会被误解为永生的食物呢是通过劳力而来的。
In the later part of the work, the second one, you probably will think, oh, we have to work to get our eternal life.
那其实我们知道，圣经的教导是因信称义啊，不是因行为称义的。
But our righteousness is coming by faith; it's not by work.
所以我们要知道，原文它没有这个第二个劳力。
So we need to know original scripture. There's no second work in the scripture.
耶稣是要把人的焦点引到永生这个目标上面去。
Jesus wants people to have the focus on the faith.
换句话说，耶稣就是在问他们：你们把这个人生的焦点是放在追求吃喝上面，这个意义是什么
？So Jesus asked them, "You looking, you know, asking for to be filled. What's that mean?"
人生所追求的最终的目的是什么？
What's your purpose meaning of life?
那今天如果你用这个问题去问一些不信的人，你会发觉他们是没有办法去回答这个问题的。
If today you ask this question to the unbeliever, you will find they cannot answer you. You know what exactly what they're looking for.
我曾经问过一个慕道友。
One time I have asking a seeker.
他说我很努力工作。
He said I'm working very hard.
我说你努力工作是为了什么？
So I asked him, why you want to work hard?
他说我努力工作是为了赚钱啊。
So I can make more money.
那我说这个，那赚钱的目的是为了什么呢？
So what's the purpose to make money?
那赚钱的目的是为了吃好睡好身体好啊。
So I can eat good and have a good life and have a good physical body.
那我再问吃好睡好身体好的目的是什么呢？
So I asked him, so why you want to, you know, eat good, sleep good, and have a good body, what's it for?
他说是为了赚钱啊。
So I can go make more money.
那么赚钱的目的到底又是什么呢？
What's the purpose of making money then?
他又回到了赚钱这个目的上面。
So it's go around the circle.
所以你去看，这个问题他始终在那里打转。
So they have no straight answer.
所以一个不信的人，他为了生活好像在努力在做什么。读书也是非常的用功，但是这样的人他始终没有办法回答人生的目的到底是为了啥。
So even they work very hard, they study very hard, but they cannot tell you what's the purpose of life.
那人生的目的就是那里打转。
So the purpose to them just go around circle.
那换句话说，那看上去好像很忙碌，也好像很充实，这目的是什么？结局是什么？没有答案。
So they look like they have a very busy life, very fulfilled life, but what's it for? They have no answer.
所以不信的人，他的人生的目的就是为了地上的物质，为了自己的荣耀而活着的。
So the unbeliever, their purpose is to get the material stuff on earth and have the fame.
你问他人生真正的目的，他就是在地上打转，不停地打转。
So if you ask them, then all they can do is just go around the circle.
所以我们要搞清楚，我们努力奋斗的目的，它是为了什么
？So we need to know very clearly what's our purpose of meaning.
如果我们自己都搞不清楚的话，我们如何教养我们自己的孩子
？If we cannot have a clear picture, how can we teach our children?
在国内有人说，这个不要让孩子输在这个起跑线上啊。
In Chinese, there's a saying say, "Don't let your kids lose at the starting line."
这个就是一种这个只顾眼前啊，不看永生的这样一个结局。
So this tells them just looking at the present, not the eternal, not.
这就是一个没有属天意义的瞎跑。
So this has no heavenly meaning.
因为这个不知道这个终点站的这个瞎跑。
So they have no end.
如果这个目的没有搞清楚，就像所罗门王所说的，这个一切都是虚空的。
So if you don't have a clear picture of the meaning of life, just like King Solomon says, everything is meaningless.
我们知道所罗门王，所罗门是他是一个王，早年的时候他是以敬畏神，拥有非凡的智慧而远近皆知的。
And Solomon in the his early youth that he is a you know fear of God and his wisdom is known by world far and near.
他的智慧是前无古人后无来人的。
No one can compare with him before him or after him.
他拥有一千多个嫔妃，他拥有强盛的国力财力。
He has 1,000 concubines, and he also has a big military and the wealth on earth.
但是他中年是因饱暖思淫欲离开了真神的。
But in his later day, he with all the luxury and the power, he drifted away from God.
他原来拥有的这样一切，不是我们很多人是梦寐在追求的这些东西吗
？Doesn't he have the stuff that's all what we are looking for?
那不过是大出意外的是，他在传道书第二章他说享福是虚空的，智慧是虚空的。
In the Ecclesiastes chapter 2, he said, happiness is meaningless, wisdom is meaningless.
他是一个几乎什么想要什么都有什么的一个人，在地上是享受过荣华富贵的人。
He has everything on earth, whatever he wants, he has it.
他为什么对人生有这么负面的看法
？Why he have a so negative view on life？
我们要问他写传道书的目的是什么
？So we need to ask what's the purpose for him to write it down the Ecclesiastes？
为什么这么负面呢
？Why so negative？
我信主以后有一段时间有两卷书我是不太愿意去看的。
After I become believer, there's two books I would not go read.
一卷是这个约伯记，另外一卷就是传道书。
One is a book of Job and the other one is Ecclesiastes.
那这个我曾经一边看一边在问。
I have been you know read a book and I ask myself.
那么为什么传道书第二章这个第一节说这个享福是虚空的呢
Why the Ecclesiastes, the chapter 2 said why the pleasure is also meaningless.
享福为什么是虚空的?
Why pleasure is meaningless?
享福是一件很实在的事情啊。
Pleasure should be a very fun stuff.
智慧为什么是虚空的?
Why wisdom is meaningless?
我看了他的传道书，我不要活了，全是虚空的。
After read the book, you don't want to live. Everything is meaningless.
那什么意思啊?
What's that mean?
原来神借的传道书要告诉我们。
So, God wanted to use that book to tell us.
不信主的人在地上所追求的一切都是虚空的，结局是虚空的。
If you're not a believer of God, then everything on the earth is meaningless. The ending is meaningless.
这个答案在这个传道书当中的十二章第一节。
So the answer is in the Ecclesiastes, the chapter 12 and 1.
你趁着年幼，衰败的日子常未来到，就是你所说，我毫无喜乐那些年日未曾临近之先，你当纪念造你的主。
Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of the trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them.
什么是当纪念造你的主?
What's that mean when you remember your Creator?
用今天新约的话，就是你要知道你和耶稣是有关系的。
In today, in the New Testament time, that means you need to have a relationship with Jesus.
基督徒都是新造的人。
A Christian is all new creation.
和耶稣没有关系，地上所有的追求都是捕风，都是虚空。
If you have no relationship with Jesus, everything you ask for on earth is all meaningless.
原来传道书它不是一卷负面的书。
So this book is not a negative book.
而是让我们看清楚我们所追求的目的是什么。
But let us see what are we looking for.
我们的生命和永活的主有什么关系
？So what's our life with Jesus? What does it have anything to do with it?
不认识耶稣，一切的一切都是没有意义的事情。
If you don't know Jesus, everything is meaningless.
我们要问我们自己一个问题。
We need to ask ourselves.
我现在手里所做的工作有没有永恒的价值
？What I'm doing right now, does it have eternal value?
有没有永恒的意义？
Does have an eternal value?
还是这个像刚才那个样子，在里面打转的这个赚钱
？Yeah, or just like going around the circle day by day.
活一天算一天啊。
Day by day.
所以弟兄姐妹，即使我们今天是信主的，但是如果我们这个还没有从心里搞清楚啊，我们是真正所需要的是什么？如果我们心里常常没有耶稣，啊，眼前只有这个物质东西的话，它一样是虚空的。
So today we have to know if we believe in God, but if we don't have the, we didn't keep Jesus in our heart, we're looking for the earthly stuff, then we are also meaningless.
我们要小心。
So we have to be careful.
我们很可能像这些吃饼得饱的人一样。
So we do not want to be the people that have been fed.
因为耶稣没有满足他们的人生的焦点。
And they did not satisfy with Jesus.
他们没有从耶稣身上得到他们想要的满足。
They did not find their satisfaction in Jesus.
最后这些人都离开了耶稣了。
And afterwards they all left.
在这个约翰福音的第六章啊六十六节，他说：“从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行了。”
In John chapter 6 verse 66, from this time many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him.
他们强逼耶稣做王也好，他们在加利利到处这个打听耶稣，这要追求耶稣也好。最后没有得着这个生命的一个粮。
So they are after Jesus and in the Galilee, they're looking for him, but they did not get a breath from heaven.
只有这个十二个门徒还跟着他。
Only have 12 disciples follow him.
所以我们今天要思想这个反思，教会人数的增长是靠什么
？So today we need to reflect and what kind of the church growth that we are looking for.
如果教会当中充满了追求五饼二鱼的人。那这个教会危险不危险
？If the church filled with those people looking for the five loaves bread two fish, are we in the dangerous situation?
因为耶稣没有满足他们的要求。
Because Jesus did not satisfy them.
他们就选择离开了。
So they choose to leave.
我想这样的人我们都看见过。
So we have seen those kind of people.
我们要问一下我们自己。
So we need to ask ourselves.
我们信主到底是为了什么
？Why are we believing God?
我们今天来到教会的目的是什么
？What's the purpose for us to come to church today?
我们和耶稣的关系是以地上的物质名利来衡量的吗
？Our relationship with Jesus is valued by the material stuff on earth and our fame.
当这个罗德和亚伯拉罕这个牧人彼此相争的时候，这个亚伯拉罕这个和罗德这个准备彼此分开的时候
，Lot and Abraham, when their shepherd were fighting, and they were trying to go the separate way.
亚伯拉罕让罗德先选择地方。
So Abraham let the Lord to choose first.
罗德凭着自己的眼见，他选择了土地肥沃的索多玛。
And the Lord choose the one the land looked like a fertile land, that's a Sodom.
罗德选择是以物质 为重的，他 以眼见 为重的。
So he choose what he can see is a fertilized land.
结果当这个索多玛、俄摩拉这个恶贯满盈被神毁灭的时候呢，这个天使对他们说
，So when Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed by angel, say to them.
这个在逃离索多玛的时候，不要回头看索多玛。
So tell them, say when you leave, do not look back.
但是罗德的太太怎么样？她忍不住往后看了。
But the Lot's wife, she cannot help herself and look back.
结果圣经告诉我们，她这样一看呢，就变成一根盐柱了。
And the Bible tells us, after that, she become a pillar of salt.
那为什么会变成一根盐柱啊
？Why she become a pillar of salt?
因为他的焦点在地上得失
，because her focus is on the material stuff, on the earthly stuff.
他看物质比生命更宝贵
，so she looked the material stuff is more valuable than her life.
圣经告诉我们，当一个人活在地上，不知道和耶稣有生命的关系的时候呢，他自己以为是活人，其实在神面前是怎么样，是一个死人。
So Bible tells us when the people, when the person live on the earth, if doesn't have anything to do with Jesus, he think he's alive, but in God's eyes, he's a dead person.
在以弗所书第二章第一节的时候，圣经这样说。
Ephesians 2, verse 1.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
As for you were dead in your transgression and sins.
意思就是原来你们以为是活着的，但是在神的眼中是死人。
So that means if you think you are alive, but in God's eyes you are dead.
是领受了基督以后才活的。
Is we become alive after receiving Jesus.
这个在很多不信的人他是没有办法去领受这样一个这个真实的事实的。
This you cannot tell the unbeliever, they cannot understand the truth.
求主怜悯。
So that God have mercy.
让更多不信的人的这些朋友呢，能够心底软化下来，并且呢认识清醒的认识到这样一个真理。
So have God have mercy on those people have softened their heart so they can see the truth.
所以人是需要生命的粮。
So we need a bread of life.
没有耶稣这个生命的粮，那即使是现在活的，其实在神的眼中当中仍然是个死人。
So if you don't have this bread of life, so even you're alive, but in the God's eye, you are dead.
我们读到这里，我们看见这个耶稣身边他有两批人。
So we can see by the Jesus side, there's two group of people.
一批人就是耶稣所带领的这个门徒，另一批呢就是来追求耶稣的这些群众。
One group is the disciple that follow him. The other one is the crowd that looking for him.
他们来找耶稣就是为了地上的这个粮，最后但是他们最后都离开了耶稣。
So they come to Jesus looking for the fulfillment on earth and to get their stomach filled, but afterwards they all left.
他们最终没有得到生命的粮。
So eventually they did not get the bread of life.
这是我们应该应不应该停下来问一个问题。
So we should asking a question.
我和我的家庭现在是属于哪一种人
？Me and my family, which group that we are belong to?
我们的生命不是和犹太人一样，这个在追求吃饼得饱，还是怎么样？
So are we also looking for like those Jewish people want to be filled on earth?
因为他们这批人最终是放弃了耶稣了。
Because eventually those people they give up on Jesus.
第二个我们要分享的信息是神赐生命的粮。
The second topic is God is the one who gives the bread of life.
你只要讲到永生啊，那些犹太人他是知道这个是在讲神的一个食物的。
So if you talk about eternal life, the Jewish people, they understand what it means.
因为犹太人知道神是永远的。
And the Jewish, they understand God is the one who fulfills everything.
但是他们的头脑当中有一个概念，就是我们做什么可以才领受这样一个不朽的一个永存的一个食物的。
But in their mind, they say, what do we have to do to get this then?
我们来看二十八节。
So that's verse 28.
那犹太人想到这个永生难，他马上想到这个我做什么什么工作可以得着的。
So when they talk about eternal life, they were thinking, oh, what should I do to get it?
耶稣在二十九节这个他这样回答的，他说：“信神所差来的，这就是做神的工。”
And Jesus answered, "The work of God is this: to believe in the one He has sent."
那这里就是指的是相信耶稣基督了。
So right here means to believe in Jesus.
那么这里三十节说：“你行什么神迹，叫我们相信你呢？”
The verse 30 says, "So they asked him, what miraculous sign then you will give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do?"
这什么意思
？What's that mean?
他们前一天晚上刚刚吃了耶稣所行的五饼二鱼的这个晚餐，使一两万人都吃饱了。
The day before they just got fed with almost like ten, twenty thousand people got fed.
他们的健忘症这么厉害吗
？So they have forgotten so fast?
如果耶稣没有行过这么大的一个神迹，他们怎么来追寻这个耶稣呢
？If they haven't seen a big miracle, how will they follow him?
那么三十节的问题不是自相矛盾了吗？
So on the verse 30, don't they have a contradictory to themselves?
他们为什么会问这样的一个问题呢
？Why they ask this?
答案只有一个。
Don't they have one answer?
他们还要吃早饭。
They want to eat breakfast.
他们吃了前一天的这个晚饭。
So they had a supper the night before.
现在你既然讲到要相信你了。
So now you say we have to believe you.
那么你再给我们行一个神迹，给我们看看吧。
So do another miracle, then we can see.
那顺便把我们早饭也一起解决了。
And give us eat on the breakfast.
那么这些犹太人甚至把这个摩西也搬出来了。
And they even mention Moses.
这个耶稣面对这个犹太人，耶稣所面对的犹太人，他是非常聪明的。
Those Jewish people are very smart.
他们主动提到这个旧约主前一千五百年前。他们祖先吃的是从天上降下来的玛纳。
So they mentioned that 1500 years ago, their forefather they ate manna from heaven that Jesus, the Moses has a gift to them.
那三十一节的经文，他说：“我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，如经上写的，他从天上赐下粮来给他们吃。”
Verse 31 says, "Our forefather ate manna in the desert, as it is written."He gave them bread from heaven to eat.
他们的祖先在旷野这个四十年吃从天上降下来的食物，他们为什么要提这件事情呢
？Why they mentioned their ancestors in the wilderness 40 years?
这什么意思
？What's that mean?
他们坚持要吃早饭
，because they want to eat breakfast.
因为他们言下之意就是说，旧约的摩西比你厉害。
So what that means, Moses is more powerful than you.
我们的祖宗在旷野走了四十年，他们吃了四十年从天上降下来的玛纳，你才给我们吃一顿晚饭呢。
So they stay in the wilderness for 40 years and had supplies. You only give us one meal.
所以这个他们在三十节当中在问你行什么神迹，叫我们看见就信你呢
？So in the verse 30, they say, "What would you do? What kind of miraculous sign you would do so we can believe you?"
那换句话说，你行的神迹的这个五饼二鱼呢，还是太小了。
So in other words, the five loaves and two fish is not enough.
神借着摩西让我们吃了四十年的玛纳，这个我说实话，这就是说他们不满足于五饼二鱼的神迹。
Because Moses gave them 40 years a supply of manna, so in other words, they're not satisfied with only the five loaves and two fish.
我们可以想象。
So we can imagine.
如果耶稣真的按照他们的要求行了这神迹。他们会相信耶稣吗
？So if Jesus really did what they asked him for, give another miraculous sign, do you think they will believe him?
合理的推断是不会的。
The logical assumption is no.
他们可以相信，当耶稣行了神迹以后，他们会来跟随他。如果你不行神迹的话，他们就不来跟随你了。
所以so they will follow him after he did perform a miracle. Otherwise, they will not follow him.
他们的生命是建立在吃饼得饱。如果有一次没吃饱，他们就会离开了。
So their foundation is built on the stomach to be filled. If they did not get that, then they will leave.
事实上，前面也讲过了，这些吃药吃饼得饱的人确实是离开了耶稣了。
And we can see all those people afterwards, they all left.
弟兄姐妹，这个神迹在这个原文当中是什么意思
？So in what's the meaning in the miracle in the original scripture?
神迹在原文当中，它一个重要的意思就是一个记号。
Miracle in the original meaning, there's one remark is like a mark.
是让人借着这些记号认识耶稣基督是弥赛亚。
So the people see the mark, then they will know Jesus is Christ, is the Messiah.
是要因他得生命的。
It's because of him we'll have life.
那耶稣为什么要行这么多这个圣经当中耶稣行了不少神迹？耶稣为什么要行神迹呢
？So why Jesus need to perform those miracles?
我们来看这个圣经是如何自己回答的。
So we can find the answer in the Bible.
约翰福音20:30，耶稣在门徒面前。另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名怎么样得生命。
John verse 20, chapter 20, verse 30-31. Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book.But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believe you may have life in His name.
今天很多人没有办法信耶稣，是因为他们要耶稣听他们的。
So today there's a lot of people do not believe Jesus because they want Jesus to listen to him, to them.
要耶稣给他们地上的一个丰盛，食物的丰盛，给他们体面的地位。
They wanted Jesus to give them the earthly abundant and the fame on earth.
如果耶稣一直给他们这些，他们就来跟随耶稣。
So if they get this, then they will follow Jesus.
所以当今天的教会这很多的正道信息，他是为了迎合人的口味，他去讲那些成功成学。
So this is very popular. That's why a lot of a sermon is about the prosperity gospel.
听一些从物质的贫穷。这个变成这个富足的这样一些见证。
So you can see the testimony that from poor me to get a blessing, become a rich person.
这样的聚会往往人很多，会有很多人吸引很多人去参加的。
Those kind of gathering will attract a lot of people, and a lot of people will go.
那表面上看上去好像是一个积极的信息。
On the surface, it looks like it's a very positive message.
但其实这些虚假的成功是带人进入地狱的。
But those fake, success is leading people to hell.
弟兄姐妹，我们要注意，这是耶稣要给我们的吗
？So we need to pay attention. Is this what Jesus want to give us?
耶稣可以给我们物质的丰富吗
？Jesus can give us a earthly abundant.
耶稣当然是可以给的。
Of course he can.
很多的见证告诉我们，神确实供应我们。这个物质的丰富。
There's many testimony tell us, Jesus will blessing us with the material stuff.
但是我们这样说，这不是耶稣来到地上的目的。
But this is not a purpose for him to come to the earth.
旧约圣经中的玛纳不是摩西给以色列人吃的。
The Old Testament, the manna is not Moses give to the Israel.
而是神借着摩西告诉以色列人。可以领受从天上来的玛纳作为他们生命的食物。
Is God used Moses to tell Israel that they can receive the manna from heaven to be their daily bread?
神不是不关心这个地上的食物的供应。
It's not like God doesn't care about our earthly needed requirement.
神正是借着玛纳的供应，是为了预表1500年以后。耶稣基督道成肉身，成为我们生命属灵的粮食。
So God is using manna to symbolize that after 1500 years, Jesus will incarnate to be come our bread of life and give us the eternal life.
神要给我们真正的是粮食，是耶稣基督。
So God want to give us the real food, real supply, real bread is Jesus.
那吃了这个粮，这里35节怎么说呢？就必定不饿。
So once you eat this, and verse 35 says, you will not go hungry.
51节，人若吃了这个粮，就必永远活着。
So verse 55, once you eat it, you will never thirst.
我们再分享第三点。
On the point three.
耶稣是生命的粮。
Jesus is the life of bread.
我们来看这个49节的经文。
We look, see the verse 49.
你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，还是死了。
Your forefather ate manna in the desert, yet they died.
那么前一段经文我们还记得，这个犹太人呢告诉这个耶稣，我们的祖宗呢是在这个旷野吃的是玛纳，啊，这个意思就是你不行，啊，你只是行了一次神迹而已。
So yeah, the Jewish people say, yeah, our forefather ate 40 years manna, and you only did one miracle.
那耶稣呢，他主动回到这个话题，就是提醒他们。
So Jesus comes back and reminded them.
虽然神迹的摩西呢，让他们这个祖宗呢在旷野吃了40年，从天上降下了玛纳，但是那个是满足你身体的一个需要，这个身体但是仍然是要死的。
So yeah, just reminded them, even they ate 40 years manna from heaven, but it's only supply their physical needs. Their bodies still die.
而耶稣基督道成肉身的目的呢，是要我们满足我们属灵生命永远的需要的。
And Jesus' incarnation to the earth is to satisfy our spiritual life, so we have eternal life.
人只关注身体的需要，不关注这个属灵的需要。
So people only focus on their body physical need, not the spiritual need.
人只关注身体的满足，不关注属灵的满足。
So people only want physical satisfaction, not the spiritual fulfillment.
我们中国人见面常常说怎么样？你吃过了吗
？So Chinese, when you greeting each other, we always say, "Oh, ask, did you eat?"
啊，我们甚至我们的文化当中还说这个是民以食为天的文化，对不对
？So we also have the Chinese culture is you people put the eat at the first.
今天如果我们被称为是基督徒的
，Today if we are Christians,
我们的人生的焦点是仍然放在关注肉体的一个满足，而不关心属天的满足的话。
So if we only focus on our physical body needs and not concern about a heavenly, you know, a fulfillment.
那么我们在行为上和那些挑战这个耶稣的犹太人，他是没有任何区别的。
Then we have no difference with those people. They want to get the physical fulfillment from Jesus.
那么我们说为主做见证这句话，啊，在教会里面，在团契里面，在祷告会的时候，啊，仅仅是一个喊口号而已的事情了。
So when we say we want to spread the gospel, that we say that in church, in fellowship, in prayer meeting, it will become a slogan. There's no meaning.
有一天与主面对面的时候，我们是如何向主交账
？So one day when you face the Lord, when you meet the Lord face to face, how can you give the account?
四十八节，我就是生命的粮，又出现一次。
So verse 48, I am the bread of life.
四十九节。你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，还是死了。五十节，这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。
49, your forefather ate manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die.
各位，如果你的肉身要生存，你一定要粮，对不对
？So if your body need to survive, we require food.
如果你要永生，你需要的是耶稣，就这么简单。
So if you want an eternal life, you need Jesus. That's it, just so simple.
我们的肉身有一天，你总要吃不动东西的。
And your physical body, there comes one day that when you want to eat, you cannot eat anymore.
因为我们的身体是要朽坏的。
Because our body is mortal.
除了地上的食物，我们每天还在吃什么东西呢
？So besides the food on earth, what do we eat every day?
我们每天吸取的是什么呢
？What are we absorb every day？
我们早上起来看手机。
So in the morning we pick up a phone。
我们就开始吸取东西了。
Then we start eating。
年轻人去玩也好，去打游戏机也好，都在吃东西，都在吸取啊。
So young people they go on the social media play games. They all absorb. They all eating。
都在那里吃。
They eat。
上班下班看新闻。你看新闻多少会被那个新闻的观点评论所影响，都在吃。
So when you work, go to work every day, and when you watch the news and everything you see on the news, they will influence. Then you are eating.
甚至我们喜欢吃世界上的东西。
But we like to eat the stuff from the earth.
我们觉得这个东西也蛮好的。
This is not bad.
我们吃世界的东西都会过去的。
So everything we eat on the earth will pass away.
甚至越吃这些东西，我们的价值观。就是越贪恋世界
the more we observe stuff from the earth, then our value will be more becoming more worldly.
弟兄姐妹
So, brother and sister,
一个关注地上的人和一个关注永恒的人在做事情的智慧和心胸的宽大有没有不一样
So, is there any difference between a person who's focused on the earthly stuff and a person who focuses on the eternally? You know, on how to handle everyday life. Is there any difference?
一个人灵魂安置在天上的和一个人的焦点是安置在地上是完全是不一样的。
One person's soul rests in heaven and one person focused on the earth is totally different.
有人在地上稍微环境不顺利马上想不开的。
In the earth, if we encounter some obstacle, then we become emotionally distressed.
地上的东西马上会影响他的情绪的。
We will become influenced right away immediately.
但是如果你是领受生命的粮，你里面有永远的满足的。
But if you receive the bread of life from heaven, then you will have an eternal satisfaction.
因为耶稣基督他允许我们，五十一节，我是从天上降下来的生命的粮，人若吃了这个粮，就必永远活着。
Because God promised us on verse 51, I am the living bread that comes down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
May God bless in his word.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你，借着今天的经文，再一次提醒我们我们的救恩是如此的宝贵，帮助我们转移我们的人生的焦点，从物质的得失转移到基督的身上。因为我们是一群在创世以前就被拣选的人，帮助我们不随从世界的潮流、世界的学说和世界的价值观，而专心来跟从你，带着一个感恩的心来跟随你，来侍奉主你自己，让人遇见了我们就遇见了生命。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.